Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Oh, it's going to be a delicious happy hour, but you know what will make it more perfect? A little something, something, something from OmahaSteaks.com.
What?
Yum.
Home. Yeah. It's not just my favorite restaurant. It's my only restaurant in COVID lockdown. And you got to, I'm telling you, at Omaha Steaks, I get my fish, my seafood, you name it. Omaha Steaks, it's the aging process. Like me, Chris. Mm-hmm. They just get better and better and better.
If you say so.
Yes. OmahaSteaks.com. Butcher's bestsellers package. You want me to tell you what you get? You type voices in that search bar, you save over 50% and you secure exclusive pricing. You get four iconic fork tender butcher's cut filet mignons, four burgers, four savory pork chops, four kielbasas, four caramel apple tartlets, and then they throw in four premium chicken breasts and four more burgers for free.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I'm screaming and spitting. It's just okay. My mouth waters when I talk about OmahaSteaks.com. Yeah. Type voices in that search bar. Get that butcher's bestsellers package. 50% off. It arrives safely at your door. OMG. The company has been bringing together people for over 100 years. That not the same people necessarily. OmahaSteaks.com. Right. Type voices in the search bar. And now on with the show. Oh, what is that special je ne sais quoi we have? Why, it is Sexy Liberal 10-year anniversary show weekend. We have a fantastic happy hour with all the sexy liberals. Frangela, John Fugelsang, and Hal Sparks from this week, just reminiscitating about the amazing 10 years we've had. Please join us for the, and you can watch it on demand anytime, right, at sexyliberal.com. Yeah. But oh my God, some amazing memories. Everyone that's ever been in it. I'd forgotten Gloria Allred was supposed to be our celebrity guest on panel in Philadelphia. And she talked about how that was when I fell into the pit, fell into the orchestra pit. And John Fugelsang, superhero that he is, jumped in after me. He could have injured himself. And then Gloria Allred jumped into the back of my ambulance with me and went to the hospital. And I was giving a pro tip on that you do get really good fucking service if Gloria Allred pops out of the back of your ambulance.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's legit.
That people, they were like, what the, oh shit, we didn't even do anything wrong yet. Oh my God. Okay. We're doing it. They had to put me for the MRI thing to see if I broke my neck. She was holding my hand. I was crying the whole time. Superhero. Oh. So many sexy liberal superheroes. So little time, right?
Yes.
Speaker Pelosi. I mean, everybody, we've had amazing, amazing Schiff and Lou and Martin Sheen and Rob Reiner, Lily Tomlin, on and on. Right.
Even musical people like Jill Sobule and Stephen Stills. And,
yeah.
You know,
Debbie Boone. Yeah, yeah. And I remember we forced Travis and Sean to play Martin Sheen's Secret Service agents when he did President Bartlett to open the show live in L.A.
I was happy to do it.
That wasn't bad.
You liked it, Sean, because it was a non-speaking role. Yeah. You're like, I'm just put these sunglasses on. Just go stand next to Martin Sheen with an earpiece.
So much easier.
It was good acting. It was solid acting.
Yeah, I remember Sean's appearance the year before was, "Hi, I'm Sean Comiskey, associate producer of Stephanie Miller Show. I'm a man of few words, so Chris." And you just handed the microphone to whoever else. That was it.
Yeah.
That was your entire
Yeah. I think one time I said my boss made me say this. And
right. You're like, how many other people's bosses made them be here?
Yeah.
That was nice. And Chris, mostly people talk about your gun show every time you've had to come out. Just every picture of you looks like it. Doesn't it, Travis, every picture look like he's in a bodybuilding competition? You're like, Chris,
he knows his angles.
Fucking do the intro.
He knows how to find his light.
Chris, are you oiled up? What the fuck?
No. Oh, my God.
You are oiled and shaven. Yes, you are.
I am more than a piece of meat.
No, you're not. Not really.
Okay. All right.
You know. With a brain, meat with a brain. I mean, you know. All right. Anyway, listen, enjoy the memories, right? I believe we started it with the JFK quote, what it means to be a liberal. That's why we called it Sexy Liberal. Yeah. We didn't mean us. And if I'd known the number of unfortunate pictures, I would never have named it that. It was a joke. It was the audience that we meant you. Right? Mm-hmm. Because it's sexy to be liberal. And I can't remember. I'll screw up the JFK quote, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What it means to be liberal is wah, 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 but caring about other people, wah, wah, and I'm proudly a liberal. That quote, just Google it. Don't make me read it.
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right. Happy Sexy Liberal 10-year anniversary. Happy hour. Woot. Enjoy, everybody. Been having old memories with Al Sparks. So he's here. Hurry.
Steffi.
Oh, what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? The hump day. Hump days with Al Sparks.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Hal.
Oh, yes.
I don't. Okay.
Hi. How are you?
We've been, because it's Sexy Liberal Week and a 10-year anniversary, we've been just going down memory lane together.
You said
the first time you were on the show, I kept you on hold for an hour. I don't remember that. I don't know why that would have happened.
Yes, I was supposed to be on the first segment of the hour, and I was on in the bottom of the hour because I languished on hold for 45 minutes. Every segment I was like, they'll call on me next. I know it. They see me. They know I'm here.
See, it starts like every great romantic comedy. At first, I ignored you.
It's true.
And then you auditioned.
That's right.
I'd forgotten about that, too. You auditioned to be my musical sidekick on my late night TV show. And as I recall,
that's right.
You melted down all your equipment. Something that was a disaster.
For whatever reason, the studio that was doing your show apparently had the auditions in a warehouse with substandard electrical equipment or something.
Oh,
and you had all these people wheeling in music gear to perform and stuff. So I brought in all my MIDI gear. I had it's so easy to do now. The programming of that kind of stuff would be so simple. But back then I was like, I had to write music into my keyboard and then save it to a separate device and all this stuff. And it fried my MIDI connector, basically.
Really,
I had this MIDI breakout thing that was the most expensive piece of gear I owned at the time. It was it was $3,000.
Like every great love. Ours started as a disaster.
It's right.
And I remember.
It's like.
And then we went into our.
Was scored by Oingo Boingo, right?
Yeah. Then we went into our new love, new sex version, where when we did I've Got a Secret, my TV show, the producers would sometimes stop down and go, could you and Hal please cool it? There are children watching this show. So that was
this is right. It. And we went, and we're like, wait, people are watching this show? Come on. Give us a break.
Oh.
It's right.
Anyway.
It's
and then began.
Wasn't it?
The love story that is the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. And
I love you.
I have loved you for so many years. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, he knows this. When I'm backstage, Chris, I would be like, no matter how many times we've toured for years, I'm like, shh. Hal's doing T-Rex. Talk to me when Hal's doing T-Rex. And then into this virtual format, you are more brilliant than ever. And anyway, I'm so honored. I'm so excited about this Saturday. I can't. You remember because you went on the very first plane ride with me. Oh,
I remember.
Oh,
you're doing. Don't do COVID pizza face. It freaks me out.
I will. But you have to. You have to love it because I'm still here, waiting for you.
That was my sex. I wait all this time for a great Hal sex dream, and he has COVID pizza face because I had COVID.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's too.
Right.
All right.
That's right. Sneaks right up on you. Being with you, riding, on the first flights or whatever was like, I brought a lot of people you know, I pride myself as a stand-up, as a headliner. I'm bringing mm-hmm. friends with me who are breaking into right. touring. You know, they never get there or whatever. So I've seen that face a lot. And I have sort of a, you know, the grizzled Tom Berenger, you know, Vietnam vet with a big scar on his face kind of attitude yes. towards it. Yeah, kid, we'll see if you can make it across that marsh. And, you know.
And also you had toured, like, you toured a lot.
The windows and jumping around. Yeah, you know, like, wee! And you're like, get out of here. Right.
You toured a lot, so you had all the stuff on your iPad, and you were all ready to go. And of course, I'm a technical moron, and I had nothing. So I was expecting to talk to you the whole flight. You were like, sit down and stop talking.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I would have headphones in the entire time.
Uh-huh.
It's the inside of an airplane. Yeah. You can't sit still. We will move you. I'm choosing exit rows from now on because I know you don't qualify.
Want to help me write some bits on my cocktail napkin? What are you doing now, Cal? Okay, that was our first flight together.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's also, by the way, not just our first flight together, but basically every subsequent flight after with every new person that joined the tour, like, maybe you'll be my friend. It's like a puppy who's like with, maybe you're like the friendly Aisha, dog.
Aisha yes. Tyler. Yeah.
But yeah. She'd already been, Steph had already been doing it for a while, but like, oh, maybe she knows where the fun is. Maybe she knows where the magic toy is hiding.
Frangela came on. I'm like, oh, there's
magic toy on the plane. Let's find it.
Frangela came on. There's like two of them. There's two new friends.
That's right. Yeah. We'll split up and meet back in the middle. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Can you have a Mile High Club of fun?
Now we just started Seattle, right? Mm-hmm. You, me, and Frangela launched the tour. And then that orange mother just like brought our tour to a screeching halt with his stupid COVID response. And I mean, the fact that we survived Donald Trump years is really, do you still wake up and go, I can't believe this moron was president even for a day? I mean, we're still feeling obviously the repercussions, right?
It's, you know, it's like when you have a relationship that ends and you're like, how did I ever date that person? How is that possible? Yeah. Like how it's just, but it's not possible that I, how did they touch me? Like, you know, that kind of stuff.
I'm laughing a little too hard at that. I'm laughing a little too hard. Yes.
Yeah. But ultimately, I look at, especially the pictures now of him at Mar-a-Lago where he's just full on like, somewhere between cardboard cutout and weird old man who wanders the property and, you know, hey, I just met that guy, Donald, or something at checkout. And someone goes, there's been no one here named Donald for 100 years. You know, like, but I swear I saw him. That's the ghost of the Donald. You'll see him. Veins coming out of his neck, just kind of smiling, thumbs up. And then, wink, 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 wink. You know,
and here's why I've always been most deeply in love with you is because you're just as immature as I am. You posted last week a picture of him doing that stupid dance, and you just put, you put Handy J, Handy J, Handy J, squirt, squirt.
Right. Well, that's what his little dance was. It was the weirdest. He used to do this kind of like, it was almost like a thank you gift he was giving as he walked down the aisle, like, patork, patork, patork. I didn't. Every day on my live stream, we'd get to the end of the show, and I couldn't play the music because one of the there was a bunch of reasons why they played the music that they played. The other reason was that it kind of cut off the public, you know, like the YouTubers from being able to play the president's stuff without, because you'd get an RIAA strike, right? You get a copyright strike. Mm-hmm. So I had to turn the music off. As soon as I heard the downbeat to YMCA, I had hit mute on the feed right there. And then it's just silent video. And I'm like, he might do something. So I can't stop viewing it because that's what I'm doing on my stream, right?
Right.
If he falls down a flight of stairs or if he start, you know, grabs someone as he is wont to do, I'm going to, you know, I got to have it on. So I have to mute the music. And he's just, if you think his music, if his dancing is bad with the music on, what it turns into with the music off is downright frightening, especially that kind of just like splort, 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 because it's really awkward. And
it's like the shake weights. It's like he has shake weights.
It's like he's dueling shake weights. It's gross. Yeah. It's just gross.
So what he's left us is these conspiracy theory lunatics. You retweeted what we talked about yesterday. Right-wing conspiracy theorist Steve Quayle warns Jim Baker's audience that nasal tests for COVID are part of a plan to obtain DNA samples to be used in the creation of targeted biological weapons that will turn everyone into flesh-eating zombies. And you just said, uh-oh, they're on to us.
Yeah. At this point, at a certain, you know, remember when, I don't know, gosh, it seems so long ago when Trump was president, but remember when trolling actually worked?
Yeah.
When people would troll people and the reaction online was like, oh, how dare you? I would never. What are you talking about? That's not what I meant. And now somebody trolls you and you're just like, oh, God, that's adorable. You know, like, look at you. Look at you with your flailing around and doing, look at you trying to upset me. And that stuff seems like it's a year late or something. Like, they're trying to make zombies. Like, okay, pal. Okay. But he, by the way, after that, the day before yesterday on my stream, I did his whole show, that whole Jim Baker show that clip is from. Mm-hmm. I did the whole episode. And it's basically like the rapture version of QVC. Like that, yes. His whole thing, I mean, he's always been a grifter, but his whole shtick now is he's selling you like canisters of seeds and basement buckets of food and water purifiers and, you know, and then copies of DVDs that the end times are coming. Now, here's my question. You're selling me a DVD that says the rapture is going to happen any day now. It's going to happen any day now. So why am I, and the only people who will be left behind on earth are absolute sinners, vile, flesh-eating, monstrous, pedivore, Democrat, psychopath. And what am I doing, according to Jim Baker? I'm leaving behind seed and buckets of pancakes for them to make. I don't know why, like all the provisions. I'm being raptured. They even get to wear my clothes. All right, because we're all raptured naked because it's Jim Baker's Sky God.
Right.
Right. You know, that's.
One of my favorite sexy liberal virtual tours. And we got to play the right wing, preach evangelical Trump grifters. Mm-hmm. And as Paula White, I got to ask you, you were Ken Copeland. I was like, I'm sorry, did you want to pause to laugh maniacally for a moment?
though, by the way, I will say that laughter moment for them died off really quickly.
Yeah.
It's really nice. One of my hobbies is watching the right wing prophets online who are all prophesying Trump's return.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the joy of watching them go, what I meant to say was not this next Tuesday, you know, or coming up with new math every time, like just watching them try. And then there's a verse in like Mark or Acts that says, do not, you know, molest the prophets, meaning don't beat them up when they're wrong. And they that is the key scriptures. John 3:16, forget about it. One thing I want to bring up is on my way to my car, don't bug me about how wrong I've been, and please don't throw anything. And that's all they've been saying for the last 2 months.
Yes, he is the gift that keeps on giving, Donald Trump. You retweeted Amy Siskind, who said 150 million doses manufactured after the Trump regime backed Emergent under Operation Warp Speed. Not a single dose is usable. Quote, plant supervisors often cited pressure from Operation Warp Speed as justification for glossing over violations. You just wrote Operation Fart Speed strikes again.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, for those of you that don't know, every time when Trump would mention Operation Fart Speed on
Captain's Log,
I would have to play that sound, that sound bite.
Captain's Log.
Part of the problem.
See
with
what I mean?
Operation
he's just
Fart
as immature. He's just
was,
as immature as I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. But anytime it was brought up, anybody even said it, I had to play that because the problem with Operation Fart Steed was that it made people not trust the process because it sounded rushed. It didn't sound like, you know, Operation Competency. It seems out the window. It was that they were going to quick. Speed is more important. And there's that old adage in business, you know, fast, cheap, and good. You can only have, you can have two, but you can never have all three. If you eliminate for fast and cheap, You're getting well, rid of good.
The Pfizer CEO just said that Trump said it'll be good for my reelection. Can we hurry? And he said we will be done at the speed of science. Period.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's right.
Yeah. So are, which team are you? I forget them. which vaccine did you get?
I got the Pfizer.
Oh, you are Chris. Chris. All right.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of hectic, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm pizzy in the hizzy.
Travis and I, Team Moderna. Sean will be Moderna.
Team Moderna, yeah.
Friday.
Yeah. Funky.
Pfizer.
Yeah.
Pfizer.
And Moderna. Pfizer is
slightly more effective.
Oh, it is not. Okay. Don't start the vaccine wars. Don't start.
And post effects.
Side effects, you're right. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Post it. And I don't know if it's side effects, it's post effects. So it's really just your experience afterwards. Right. Side effect is something that would stay with you in theory.
Yeah.
One of the things, by the way, that Rand Paul and others have been fighting for is when they've been talking about vaccine passports and letting people know if they've been, gotten the vaccine or not, is that they've been fighting, can we have an immunity passport? That nonsense. And the reason he wants to bring it up is because he's had it and he's not going to get the vaccine. And then this report comes out that nearly a third of people who have gotten COVID have neurological or mental disorders. And my question is, with Rand Paul, how could you tell?
There you go. Well, same with me, Chris and Travis, who have also had it. I'm not sure how you would be able to tell.
This is true.
Right? Yeah.
I think of us as anybody in radio.
Right, exactly.
I think of us as mental defects in the first place, but okay.
Hide it well.
Thank you. Thank you for posting all your sexy liberal pictures from the last 10 years in honor of the big party this Saturday. Oh, just memories, Travis. Takes me back the very first time I looked at Sean Fugelsang backstage and said, wow, you have a huge package. I mean, it's like the first time Stephanie. I heard his closing Jesus bit. Oh, it's a religious experience, the whole thing. Oh, hi, John Fugelsang. How are you? Hi, happy 10-year.
Greetings from the New York City Bureau, Mooks. How y'all doing?
Good.
One of my other favorite pictures is us. I don't know. I think we're at a meet and greet, but we're like nose to nose, and we look just like Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga right before they looked at just about to kiss. Just that moment.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do I even know? I don't know if I have that one. I put like 300 pictures into that file, you know.
I know. Thank you.
I emptied it out.
Thank you. Oh my God, so excited about the big show tomorrow night. Some fantastic new material. We have some old vintage material that I haven't even seen yet. We have every celebrity in the world, including Rosie O'Donnell, who we finally bagged after 10 years for the big celebrity interview. Almost, and everybody that's ever done it, pretty much, from Pelosi to Schiff to Wright, you name it, to Martin Sheen to Lily Tomlin. I can't. Rob Reiner, you name it, on and on. It's going to be a par and then a tay, correct?
I'm so excited. It's going to be a really, really fun show. And I'm playing at different times. I'm playing Ted Cruz and Matt Gaetz and Tucker Carlson and Andrew Cuomo. So and Jared. So, yeah,
there's new Matt. There's new Matt Gaetz news. So you may have to go and start taping something new right now. Because
yes.
Oh, God.
By the way, if you're a Matt Gaetz aide who quits for ethical reasons, what was it that made you work for Matt Gaetz in the first place?
Yeah. I love that. Out of principle. Sure. John, Venmo. And what emojis do you use? It's girl and a dollar and a, I don't know, eggplant.
You know, even when the Pharisees paid Judas 30 pieces of silver in Venmo, they knew to make their phrase, hit up Jesus, private. They knew to make it private, not public.
Right.
Silver for regarding Jesus.
This is a beautiful thing. Every day, whether you believe in a God or not, every day, thank him or her for the fact that our fascists are so dumb. That is the greatest gift America has ever been given, that their stupid is always greater than their sinister. I call them dim shady. Whether it's George Bush, whether it's Trump, whether it's Matt Gaetz, Rand Paul, all of them, because they're so driven by greed, their stupid is always greater than their evil. And that's saying quite a bit. And yeah, that keeps comedy alive.
Can I just say I've enjoyed you bitch slapping people over voter suppression all week on Twitter, because Brian Kemp is like, Georgia has 17 days of early voting. Colorado has 15. When it comes to cancel culture, facts don't matter. And you said that's because 94% of Colorado voters vote by mail. Brian Kemp needs you to be gullible. There is no voter fraud problem in Georgia. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's just, here's the problem with being a liberal, right? Besides, you know, having better sex and better taste and better music. The problem is it takes a lot longer to decode a lie than to spread a lie. So I've just been asking them questions when they call my SiriusXM show. I'm like, how does cutting the window to request voter ballots fight voter fraud? How does cutting the number of absentee ballot drop boxes in Metro Atlanta, inner city, from 94 to 23 fight voter fraud?
Yeah.
Right? How does removing the Secretary of State who told the truth from the state election board fight voter fraud?
Yeah, you did this all on Twitter. How does banning mobile voting centers fight voter fraud? How does giving the GOP state legislator the power to toss Blue County's election results fight voter fraud? How does it making it a misdemeanor to give water to voters in very long lines voter fraud? I mean, it's just, you're right. And they, John, they all, if we had a real media, they should be asked every single one of those questions on every single appearance. Every one of these Republicans that are for this. How
but
does
never
this
stop chasing? They're never going to stop chasing the Fox News demographic. They're never going to stop thinking if we play this game and give credence to their lies, that it'll make the viewers like us more. It doesn't work that way. And, you know, like this law, if the Democrats hadn't won the presidency in Georgia and both Senate seats, this law wouldn't have passed. They counted the votes three times in Georgia. This is happening for three reasons. Brian Kemp is running for re-election next year. Brian Kemp is terrified of Stacey Abrams. Yep. And Raphael Warnock is also running for re-election next year. Those are the three reasons why this law passed.
Yep. Yep. And Sean Spicer also chimed in, and you said Colorado actually has 16 different acceptable forms of voter ID, not just this list. And Sean Spicer is no longer paid via your taxes to lie about stuff. So presumably he's doing it for free now, which is.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I don't think Sean's book sold that many copies. Turned out there's not a lot of people out there who love Sean Spicer, period. And who hate Donald Trump. I mean, you know, compared to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the guy's Gandhi. But I mean, God. These miscreants.
You know, I saved Bible Talk with Lauren Boebert for you, John, my ecclesiastical MOOC. Yes. Could we have cut 12? For my personal comedy, Jesus. Go ahead.
Don't be distracted by what you are seeing in the natural. There is certainly things that are going on in the unseen that God is doing. God is working. Right. He is always moving. And so just not to give up hope. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So don't get distracted by everything that you're seeing on the outside. I believe that we are taking ground in the spirit realm.
Okay, so they're not winning really politically or morally in this realm, John, but in the spirit realm, they're kicking our ass.
You know, they'll never, ever quote Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. They'll never quote Jesus. Never. You will never. They'll never try to put the Beatitudes on a courthouse wall, just the Sermon on them, just the Ten Commandments. Listen, I don't want to say anything bad about Lady Blah Blah, but these are the people who stood by and cheered when their president promised to turn away war refugees. These are the people who stood by and cheered when their president and his imbecile son-in-law literally covered up a murder. You know, these anti-abortion people talking about dismembering fetuses. Yeah, the prince dismembered an American journalist who worked for the Washington Post, and y'all didn't care. Jesus is not their savior. Jesus is their mascot, and they drag him out to use him to make themselves appear more virtuous. And this week with Mitch McConnell going after corporations, I was like, oh my God, first you turned your back on Jesus, now you're turning your back on the golden calf.
Yes, she was on a show where she was asked what Christians need to be doing to see America turn back to God while an illegitimate president sits in the White House and enacts a left agenda. Okay, here she is. Just wait. Okay, here we go.
we will see that come to light. It has to take place there before we actually see it here in the natural. And God has a great plan for America. Mm. And anyone who is involved in that right now, I just believe is involved in the very plan of God working in our country. He has declared a blessing over our country, and he is faithful. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And he has a plan for our nation that is great and wonderful and prosperous.
Is she sort of like Miss Teen North South Carolina meets also too? In addition, U.S. Americans need a map back to God, because
if they're allowed to clone Sarah Palin, why can't we clone Stacey Abrams? I only want 49 Stacey Abrams clones. I mean, if they can clone Palin, this man, look, just ask any right-wing Christian, just ask them, name one teaching of Jesus that Trump ever fought for.
Yeah.
Criminalizing abortion rights has got nothing to do with what the Jewish carpenter talked about, all right? And these people have to do all this because the arrogance, you know, you might not know this, Lauren Boebert, the word America doesn't actually appear in the Bible, and neither does the English language. It's
right.
The only way they can get elected is by going after people whose concept of the Bible is you take the manger scene where he's born and the crucifix where he's died, you cut out everything he says in between, and you fill it with a left behind book.
Yeah.
And that's the Lauren Boebert Bible.
And we just talked to Dr. Redliner. John, we just got off with him, and I keep being struck as a former Catholic girl that the Pope said this week, it is your moral responsibility to get vaccinated. And I just thought it is amazing how these Christians, I mean, they're one of the largest groups saying they're not going to get vaccinated. It is amazing how they pick and choose what religion or the Pope or whoever says, right? I absolutely agree with him. It is your moral responsibility.
The Pope's a scientist. You know, this Pope is a scientist. He's never been anti-science. But, you know, I mean, she talks about these leftists. Being a leftist is sort of what got Jesus killed by the conservative religious bosses of his day. And the real culprit here is the media, because the media kept telling me about how Black folks weren't going to get the vaccine. African-Americans were going to be the ones with vaccine hesitancy. And poll after poll after poll, no, it's not Black folks. It's harder for them to get it in many areas. But no, it's white conservative Republican men and women.
Yeah.
They are the ones who are slowing the rest of us down. Like in every other aspect of society, the Confederacy is keeping us from entering the 21st century.
Now, as someone that won, I believe, an award, I forget what kind it is for sexy, what are they called for sexy liberal virtual tour? John Fugelsang's leg acting as Jerry Falwell Jr., because just his legs with his pants around his ankles and various tissues and bottles around his legs.
Lotion.
Okay, if you go back and look at the old Jerry Falwell sketch, you'll see what I mean. But so he just did a vaccine thing that I got vaccinated, and, you know, you should get vaccinated before our idiot governor, you know, puts more restrictions on us. I'm like, fine, I'll take it. Whatever reason you have to encourage Christians to get vaccinated.
Everyone out there who still follows the advice of Jerry Falwell Jr. will go get their shot now. So, you know. One line, folks, one line. Yeah, I mean, look, I'll take what I can get. And it's still very early in the game. But, you know, either you care about other people or you don't.
Yeah.
You're either the me or the we. And this is the struggle America's always had.
And
you know, these guys have run out of everything. They're terrified. We have to remember that. All these voter laws, all of this, it's because the fascists are terrified. They know that when more people vote, they're out of jobs and they have nothing to offer the American people except stolen merchandise, right? Like Hillary Clinton's emails, Hunter Biden's Supreme Court seat. I'm sorry, Merrick Garland's Supreme Court seat, Hunter Biden's private images. This Republican Party has a lot of fun with other people's stolen merchandise. Mm. But, you know, there's too many good people out there fighting. I'm so thrilled about this 10-year special, Stephanie. The amount of good people over the years in the audience at these tours. The greatest thing about these tours is, you know, when this first started, you remember I pitched it to you. I was like, it'll be like the blue comedy tour, blue collar tour for smart people. But over the years, like in so many pockets of this country, I've always said there's folks afraid to have an Obama sticker on their car when they go to their job or their church. And to be in a room full of so many people thousands of people who, like, there's no cretins, like, they all get it. And yeah, the joy, right, of being surrounded by people, when it can be very lonely to be the smart, moral person in your county. That's mm-hmm. been the real draw yeah. for me.
And had I known how many right wingers were going to find unfortunate pictures of me from Sexy Liberal and post them and go, oh, really? This is sexy?
Yeah, no, your Supreme Court seat will never get filled. No, there's so many photos of you defiling yourself on stage.
I should have known that, first of all, as we've always said, John, it was a joke. We weren't referring to ourselves. We were referring to the audience, that it's sexy to be liberal, right? That we, right?
Oh,
it's sexy.
Yeah.
Means you're open-minded and empathetic. And also, we wanted to take that word back from the right wing. Remember, they made, you know, they made it a dirty word, and we're like, we're taking that word back, and we're making it dirty in a fun way, in a sexy way.
I play the role of tour. That's what I always just say about the name of it. But yeah, and it's so great that, like, people, everyone's coming back. And God, I think back to the first time we did any of these shows was in Manhattan in 2010. But the tour began 10 years ago next week, and it's just so incredible this is happening. I'm so sorry about Ann Beats, Steph. I thought of you right away.
Well, I thought of you. This has been a tough week. Midwin Charles was on your SiriusXM show a lot. I didn't know her, but I just thought she was fabulous, and she passed away this week at 47. Ann Beats was one of the original head writers of Saturday Night Live, and she was my executive producer for my late night show. I just heard during the last commercial break that she had passed away, and so it's God, John, Midwin, this year has been just a, you know, heartbreaking between COVID and all of the people we've lost from various things, right? I mean, I got to tell you, I know it's going to sound hokey. I have come back to really a place of gratitude, as hard as this has been for me personally, you know, just everything. My mom being single and locked down for this last year, a lot of people dealing with loneliness. But I got to say, it has made me so grateful. And this show has made me so grateful for all of you. You know, you guys are so brilliant in this virtual format, and I know we'll see in the show how brilliant you all are on stage. And it's just the people that we've been so lucky, right, to do this show with us, whether it's celebrity panel or as a comedians. It's just but I would whine sometimes about I got tired about touring. I can't wait to tour again. We all can't wait to get back out there again, right? I mean, it's
Yeah, gratitude is the only way to get through this time, you know. And Midwin is a person who was born in Brooklyn, Haitian American, and she went to law school, and she used her considerable power and her intellect and her beauty and her strength for the least of us. She used it for marginalized people and oppressed people and people who are downtrodden by the system. She devoted her talents to it. Midwin was my most frequent guest on my show since we launched 6 years ago. She was a guest more than anybody else. Throughout the entire pandemic, she was with me every Wednesday night. And I first met her in the green rooms doing Wendy Williams and CNN and MSNBC. It's a terrible loss for me and for everyone who loved her. But the best thing we can do is to just keep on fighting. Keep on having gratitude that we're all still here.
Yeah.
Get people to vote in 2022.
Yeah.
Like, get people to vote. And that's what this is all about right now.
And can I say, Ann Beats was just as brilliant and hilarious in person as you would think she was, and just had the greatest stories of, I mean, she was, you know, one of the original women too, like Warriors head writers on SNL in the 70s. Yeah. I mean, she really was a force of nature. So that, just sad news, but let's do it all for them. Let's keep on keeping on, right? You are one of the funniest, speaking of funniest, fiercest progressive warriors out there. John Fiegelstein. My honor, Sir John.
No.
Yes. I'll see you tomorrow.
I hope you're speaking to me after my Ted Cruz at the border video.
yes, we will.
Right.
I'm presenting Matt Gaetz in the first episode of his brand new podcast, recorded in prison. And and then Tucker Carlson is doing an ad for his new online class, which is how to pull focus from other people and win debates with no facts by using Tucker Carlson's baffled bitch face. So these are just some.
And we have a fantastic group insurrectionist planning meeting sketch.
Yes.
So we're all in. Okay. Love you, John. See you
Your tickets. Get your tickets now at sexyliberal.com.
There you go. Love you, John. See you tomorrow.
See you all tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. I need a boost. I need some backup and some blackup. What up?
We got
Angela. I love you.
Hello.
I love you.
It's a sexy liberal weekend, 10-year anniversary. Whee!
I'm so excited. I cannot tell you what's happening.
People have been posting their pictures from, you know, meet and greets and all that. And I forgot, Angela, that we did not emphasize enough. Do not pick up Frances. She is not a toy. She is not a toy. Do not.
You just have to keep reminding people because they forget mid pickup. They're like, oh, wait, you know, yep. And then they drop her and it's like a whole thing.
I know. Facebook has been lit this last week. You know, with all the everybody just posting the pictures, it's just been beautiful, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful.
We cannot wait. What a party tomorrow. And lots of, you can watch on demand anytime, but it's so fun. There's lots of live elements, right? It's a, mm-hmm. The cocktail party pre-show is like a free VIP meet and greet. We randomly get matched right. With all of us. And then we're live panel, right? We got Rosie O'Donnell as the for the first time in 10 years as our celebrity guest. And everyone that's ever done it with us, right? From Pelosi to Schiff to Reiner to Tomlin to Sheen. I mean, it's going to be a party. Party, party, party. Okay. So, hooray. Where are we? Where would you like to start with today? Matt Gaetz and Venmo. Let's go. Go. Paying prostitutes.
I mean.
Venmo.
Well, I mean, I don't... I look at the situation, and I'm like, you guys are ridiculously stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Number one, we need to go back to, and he needs to understand what paying for sex means, because that's right. All he was doing.
Right.
Was paying for mm-hmm. sex.
Right. Right.
Well, I actually think that's more of a personal awakening for him than a legal one.
But the real legal
you know what
one
I mean?
Was paying for sex for us with a 17-year-old.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah, but I think, again, that he thinks people want to touch him. And that's, I think that when that hits him, he's going to lose it.
Yeah, it's not surprising that he has to pay for it. However, Frances, it's a good point that the other skeevy sex trafficker wrote in the memo thing for tuition and school.
I just think so, I'm going to barf.
It's just, there's different layers of skeeve as you peel back the original layers of skeeve, right?
But
that's
like,
right.
Add or subtract a few bucks from the amount. I mean, you literally take $900 from him and then give out $900
right.
to three different...
Coincidence. What's your point?
I can do that forensic accounting. That's the most ridiculously bad.
That's apples to apples. That's not even like a... That's not even like a Fuji apple to a Fuji pear, something like that.
I'm surprised they didn't write in the memo, not paying for sex. This is definitely not for sex. Like, that's how dumb it is.
We've been discussing the use of emojis all morning. Just, you know, plain girl, cash. I don't know, but, you know.
Yeah.
Eggplant. Even maybe, eggplant. Maybe like, you know, John Goodman on a thumb, just in there for no reason. I don't know, something. Okay. So we were saying, thank God, rays of hope on guns. Vice President Harris, just because I like saying Vice President Harris as well, yesterday.
Time and again, as progress has stalled, we've all asked, what are we waiting for? Because we aren't waiting for a tragedy. I know that. We've had more tragedy than we can bear. We aren't waiting for solutions either, because the solutions exist. They already exist.
Yeah, she went on to say.
People on both sides of the aisle want action. Real people on both sides of the aisle want action. So all that is left is the will and the courage to act.
Did you see this week became, I think the shock was that it was just sexism and not mixed in with racism this time, right? Was it the Newsmax guy, Travis, was...
Yeah,
playing clips of her laughing and said she's the, oh, I know what she reminds me of, and then played a clip of the Wicked Witch of the West, and she's a witch. That's all they've got, I guess.
That's all. You know what? And let them have it. They can have it. I don't need to get outraged about their faux outrage or whatever they're trying to find, you know, because things are happening. We are addressing guns in this country again.
Yeah.
They call her a witch.
Are those of us that are feeling hopeful about the Chauvin trial, is it going to be smashed again, our hope? Because I know the whole thing's been gutting, but this Dr. Martin Tobin, is that how you say it, yesterday? Just devastating. Again, blowing, I think, up the entire defense's case. Here he is yesterday.
Mr. Floyd died from a low level of oxygen, and this caused damage to his brain that we see, and it also caused a PEA arrhythmia that caused his heart to stop.
So he's been a physiology pulmonologist for 40 years, right? I mean, and that's it, asphyxia, right there. He mm-hmm. absolutely said his low level of oxygen was caused by shallow breathing due to his being handcuffed in a prone position against the pavement with a knee on it. Exactly what all of us lay people would have thought, but just this, it blew this whole ridiculous drug overdose thing out of the water, don't you think?
Yeah. But, you know, I want to just remind everybody to prepare themselves mentally and emotionally for the defense, because they are going to drag George Floyd. They're going to drag. They're going to drag him.
In that group who is watching, which, by the way, is not a crowd.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's a light dinner party. They're going to drag them. They're going to insinuate the most ridiculous concepts.
You're right to prepare us emotionally that you are going to be rip angry next week, right? When you start hearing this stuff. So, but you know, it just, the science and the, you know, behind it, he just said fentanyl typically causes a person's respiratory rate to slow. Floyd's rate was at a normal 22 breaths per minute before he lost consciousness. If fentanyl were impacting his breathing, it would have been at 10 breaths per minute at that point. The defense has argued that Floyd's high carbon dioxide level recorded at the hospital the night of his death was caused by fentanyl use. Tobin said that phenomenon was solely explained by his lack of breathing. And I thought the most devastating part is he said a completely healthy person would have died had they been subjected to what Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd. Period.
Because he killed him purposefully.
Yeah.
I don't know why we can't demonstrate this on Derek Chauvin. Like, I don't know why we can't have him lay on the ground, have somebody of a comparable size and weight, put their knee on his neck for 9 minutes and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, is that what we need to do? Because it's absolutely insane. But I will tell you, do I have absolute faith that justice will happen? Absolutely not. You know,
and if not in this case, then when? Let's just listen to.
I mean,
Go ahead. Sorry, Angela. Go ahead.
Just like Breonna Taylor. Like I look at this one was asleep in her bed, and they filed a report. The police did their investigation and decided that nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, a few stray bullets went to a neighbor's apartment. That was a mistake. Like it's very hard to
implying that the bullets that went into Breonna Taylor were okay.
I mean, yeah, because that just happens. That was normal police procedure. Going to a house where the person you're looking for you already have in custody and shooting before any identification, totally how it works.
Yeah.
So it's like that didn't even get, she hasn't even gotten this, you know, people arrested and put on trial.
Yeah.
So, but I just.
And one of our killers still works there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Let's listen to one more, Dr. Tobin.
The cause of the low level of oxygen was shallow breathing, small breaths, small tidal volumes, shallow breaths that weren't able to carry the air through his lungs down to the essential areas of the lungs that get oxygen into the blood and get rid of the carbon dioxide. That's the alveoli at the bottom of the lung.
Okay, and one last one.
What you're seeing is the orientation of Officer Chauvin. His body build is quite erect here, but in particular what you're seeing is that the toe of his boot is no longer touching the ground. This means that all of his body weight is being directed down at Mr. Floyd's neck.
I mean, you don't often see doctors get emotional with the amount of time he had to pause when he said this was the moment that life left his body. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I mean, the whole thing has been just, and I know, Francis, you said you've had a hard time watching it all, but I just thought that testimony was really.
I watched him yesterday. I watched that testimony and the discussion of like, him as a doctor having to watch how many times he had to watch that tape and how many different angles of that tape that a human being had to watch that over and over and over again to study it so that we can go in, so he could walk into a courtroom and have to say to and defend the fact that this man murdered something that we all saw.
And
we still have to prove it.
And I thought even worse, there's a lot of devastating moments. What was it exactly? 2 minutes and 30-something seconds, he stayed on his neck after he was dead, after there was no pulse. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Stephanie, but when we die, that's when we're at our most dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, well, black people apparently black people come back to life. And, I mean, this defense is so... And you're right, Francis, they haven't even started yet. We're already so angry, right?
No. And I, to be honest, like from a trying to be in any way objective about it, from a just looking at the case, if I were his attorneys, I would be calling the prosecution every night and be like, are you sure you guys don't want any kind of deal? Like any kind of deal.
Yeah.
We'll take any kind of deal. Because but this is the thing, they're not doing that because they don't have faith. They know that there's every chance that the same thing could happen that's happened any time that we've even gotten this far.
Yeah.
You know, which is, we might hold them a little accountable for some part of it, but they know that they're counting on racism. They're
Only takes one juror to hang the jury or whatever. No. So, yeah.
That's right. And yesterday, I don't know if you saw this reporting, but the discussion about when the doctor invited the jurors to touch their necks, to feel those places in there where their pulse is and how your body functions. They said that most of the jurors tried to do that, but three of them didn't, you know?
Yeah.
And so when you look at that and you go, okay, well, three people are reticent to even take in that information. What does that mean?
Because they don't want to take in information. That's what it means. It means it's what people do when they want to keep their ignorance. They keep their ignorance.
Yeah.
Obviously we don't know.
We don't know why.
We don't know why, but it is. And it could just be they were overwhelmed and it was terrifying enough.
Yes.
But in reality, usually when people don't want information, it's because they've made a decision and they don't want anything that might distract them from that choice.
Yeah. You guys are right. Let's prepare ourselves emotionally. And the only way to do that is to blow it out tomorrow night. Tear the roof off the Sexy Liberal sucker. SexyLiberal.com. At Frangela Duo. Follow them. Get the final word on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Love you.
See you tomorrow night.
Mwah.